Winston-Salem Children's Puppet Theater and the Second Harvest Food Bank present A Tall Tale of Peter Rabbit this weekend. There you'll see and hear the Muppets, puppets, rabbits, and actors from Heritage Theater perform. Director Jane Quinn, a.k.a. Granny Blue Ridge, has led the group for 17 years with puppet and mask shows, reenactments on virtually every school subject imaginable, often encompassing the Common Core curriculum. Their motto is Live It to Learn It, and Winston-Salem Children's Puppet Theater student actors Lillian Giles, Stephen Bellotta, and Michael Angel are here to share along with their fearless leader, Grandma Blue Ridge.
Okay, let's go!
Muppets, puppets, what's the difference?
A Muppet is more... It's you use your hand to actually move its mouth and your other hand to move its like body features and stuff. So basically, it's like you're imitating yourself as sort of a Muppet characteristic. But a puppet is one-handed and you use it to just wag it around and stuff. And it goes with every word, but the Muppet can actually imitate your words.
What are some of the challenges you're finding with going from one to the other?
A challenge for me would be a transition between both because one – the Muppet goes first, and then after that, I have to immediately put the Muppet down, make sure everything's okay, not tear it up, and then get a puppet on my hand, which my hand is extremely big, so it's very difficult to put it in and start getting into position and stuff, because I actually do two puppets in here, and one goes after the other, I put my hand up and down, you know, makes me look like I'm doing the Macarena, so.
Now, I've never done this before, but I want to go left to right and do a synopsis of the play. Can we do it in 60 seconds? And action!
Well, the first part, which is the prologue, starts off with a Muppet named Cosmo, a Muppet named Minnie, and a Muppet named Courage, and they all together sort of sing and meet each other as well as in about a good 5 minutes.
The middle part is where all the rabbits are starting to get together and talk to each other about how they can become better people and do community service to help other people.
The final part is about where all the actors start working together as a team and doing egg dyeing. And we start painting eggs and we kind of make a company of Easter rabbits, the Oh-So Egg Dyeing Factory. That's kind of when we all work together and then we kind of do it with the audience. So it's kind of like putting Easter towards Easter bunnies.
This was not your standard just have a script and read it and play. It was a collective effort. Talk about how you put it together.
Okay. My style of creating is to think of an idea and the children and I develop the story. Of course, we did and we still do all Broadway musicals, everything. You name it, I've done it. But I just was thinking that last fall that it had been a while since I'd done a show and I decided to do one. And I thought, what shall I do? And I began writing. And so in about a week, I produced this framework of this script. But just like on Sunday when we were rehearsing, one of the children has a part that comes out. She's McScarity. And she comes running out and she's going, yes, I am. I'm not scared anymore. I'm bold. I'm strong. I am Super Rabbit. And all the kids, all other rabbits yell at her, you're not Super Rabbit. Come get in line for the bunny hop. And she looked at the audience and said, well, you could have at least said please, which is a wonderful line, which we will have in the show, you see. So we're still, it won't be done. I give them new pages every time we go, you know. There are 12 little bunnies. And there's my niece, who is Aunt Macbeth. Her name is Beth. We put Mac in front of everything.
So with a little input from the students as well. It's not
oh,
just
always, yeah. Always. If they have an idea, we put it in.
Jane Quinn, a.k.a. Grandma Blue Ridge, leads Heritage Productions, including Winston-Salem Children's Puppet Theater and Heritage Theater. She was joined by student actors Lillian Giles, Stephen Bellotta, and Michael Angel. A Tall Tale of Peter Rabbit is this weekend, Saturday, April 12th at 11 and 2, and Sunday the 13th at 2 at Heritage Theater, 4630 Old Walkertown Road. Tickets are $8 plus a can of food or donation for the Second Harvest Food Bank, and you'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.